did actually want to get into some of that Capital J journalism with you, because you changed the number.
Yes, sir.
You're going to number one. How did that come about, and did you have to bribe anybody? And a couple, I think there were mostly outgoing players there, but was there like a friendly argument in the locker room over who got that number?
When I first came from UConn, I was one at UConn as a freshman, sophomore. So when I came over to BYU, I tried to get Keanu to switch. I tried to get him to switch to let me get number one. So when it came free, once he graduated and stuff, I was the first one to go to the window and tell him I wanted it. So Jay Hill and Coach Fessy and A-Rod gave it to me. So I know there's a lot of weight coming with that. So I'm ready.
You look a little slimmer, a little bit sleeker, faster. Is it just because of the number, or have you been working on some of that in the offseason?
Oh, we've been working on it this offseason. We've been in the weight room. I actually gained 10 pounds. So we working. It might look slim in the one, though.
I have no
it might
idea
be the
where
one.
Those 10 pounds win.
Oh, they went to the speed. They went to the speed.
What kind of things are you focusing on this spring, trying to get better at?
Being consistent, you know, helping the younger guys, you know, chase down this spring. So, you know, that's one of the top guys in our room. So I'm just trying to help bring up the younger guys like LeMason, you know, Keela. You know, you still have Dominique, even though it's those guys' second year here. You know, it's still steps to help those guys too. So I've just been trying to take over the role that by Chase being down, just been trying to step up and coach those guys.
Are there any receivers in the NFL that you try to model your game after or try to watch and study?
Yes, I'm a big Ja'Marr Chase guy because I feel Ja'Marr's not a flashy guy. I don't think I'm a flashy guy. I feel like we just make plays. So that's why I kind of model my game after. Like, you never see him come off the line, do crazy releases or something. Like, might just do a simple speed release and go catch the goal ball. Like, and I feel like that's what I relate to the most.
How much more comfortable do you feel in this offense versus, you know, when you first got here? 2 years ago now.
Yes, sir.
A little more than 2 years ago from UConn. How much more comfortable do you feel?
Oh, so I'm ready to roll. Like, anything get called, I'm ready. Snap of a finger, I'm ready. We rolling.
What was it? Take yourself back a little bit to kind of that moment when you first transferred. What was kind of your first impression of the offense? And you worked your way into it in some ways, but it does, you know, it always takes a little bit of time, I think, for a lot of guys.
Yes, I just kept on, you know, just kept on studying, you know, doing only controlling what I can control. So, you know what I'm saying, coming from somewhere, starting to, you know what I'm saying, working your way back in a rotation, it was frustrating. It was frustrating a lot, but, you know, it just shows that I could be a role player no matter where I go. Like, I go somewhere and someone got guys, I can definitely get into that role and play my role. I don't have to be the top guy, but I can perform like a top guy.
It's what you did on special teams last year. Did that help you kind of get into the offense a little bit more, sort of just get more comfortable?
Yeah, I feel like it gave me back that confidence that I was looking for. Gave me back that confidence, like you know, might not be in the rotation as much as you wanted to, but you can make plays somewhere else on the field. So it just shows that I can contribute to other parts of the team and not just a receiver.
You had two return touchdowns last year. Which was your favorite?
That Utah. The Utah one was the first one. I know the Wyoming one was crazy, but me playing in my first rivalry game ever, like, it was crazy. Like, the place went nuts. Like, I still watch it 100 times to this day because it doesn't feel real. So all I do is just, like, I can watch that thing 1,000 times and, like, it just doesn't feel real. But that was definitely my favorite moment.
At what point on that play did you know that you were going to take it the entire way?
As soon as I got past, like, the 25 to 30 and I seen it was me and the kicker, there's no way I'm getting tackled by the kicker. There's no way I'm getting tackled by the kicker. So I knew it from that point on. I was like, oh, it's on. I'm gone.
Who else has stood out to you in spring ball from your position group?
I seen Tay Nakua step up a big part. You know, Parker had a little slight injury last Friday. So Tay's been stepping up, coaching the younger guys himself. So it kind of shocked me myself. But I have to give a big shout out to Tay Nakua. He's been doing his thing.
Coach A-Rod was talking to us a little bit about this, and I noticed it last week. He's a little bigger now.
Tay?
He's put on some good weight.
Oh, yeah, I think Tay's like probably 185, 190 pounds.
Yeah.
So I've been on him in the weight room. We're getting some extra work outside of here and in the weight room after workouts and stuff, though. So, like, the guys are on him because we know the potential he has. You know, he's a Nakua. So, you know, all those guys could ball. You know, why not put Tay on that spectrum, too?
He's a pretty good basketball player back in the day, too.
Oh, and I don't think he better than me, though. I don't think he better than me. He cool, though. I don't think he better than me.
Who's your basketball player comp?
Oh. You know, Raider thinks he can hoop with me.
Yeah.
No, Raider DeMooney.
Well, I'm like in the NBA.
Who do I compare myself to?
Yeah. Who's your player comp?
Like, I'm like Keelan Curry.
Keelan Curry?
I'm a shooter. Yeah, I'm like Key Curry. I was Curry before it was Curry. So I tell them boys that all the time. I was Curry before it was Curry.
Steph's a dunker now, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you know this.
See, he's a little rim grazer. I do the same thing. I can't windmill or nothing, but I can go out there and poke it in there.
It's not worth three, though.
Yeah, it's not worth three, though. Yeah,
that's true.
All right, anything else?
Thank you, Keelan.
No problem. Thank you, guys.